ABC Radio Australia.
Now, staying in the Middle East, where local media and the New York Times have verified two Pacific-flagged oil tankers that have been seen ablaze off the coast of Oman. It comes as Iran's Revolutionary Guards commander said that the Strait of Hormuz is closed and Iran will set any ship trying to pass on fire. It is the only sea passage from the Persian Gulf to the open ocean. The tankers are flagged to Palau and Marshall Islands, but a statement from the office of Palau's president said that one of the vessels, Skylight, was removed from the Palau registry in January 2026. Dr. Richard Dunley, a senior lecturer in history and maritime strategy at UNSW Canberra, told Lucy Cooper it's likely these vessels have never even travelled to the Pacific region.
Vessels around the world fly a whole variety of different flags. Many of these are now what are known as flags of convenience. So any nation around the world has the right to flag or register shipping. That's one of your kind of sovereign rights. Traditionally, it has always been that you would register shipping that was owned in your own country. And so you would expect countries which owned a lot of ships to also register a lot of ships. Relatively recently, we've seen a dramatic kind of globalization of the shipping industry. And so people have started flagging vessels in countries which you might not expect, like the Marshall Islands, like Palau. Panama is another very famous one, Liberia. And they do so because this enables them to reduce cost and reduce levels of regulation. So if you wanted to register a vessel in Australia, you have to meet high levels of regulation and it's quite expensive. To do so in somewhere like Palau or the Marshall Islands is cheaper and the level of regulation and oversight is much lower.
And is that on purpose or is that just because they've never had to have these kind of regulations in place before?
So most of the time this is an intentional approach. Countries set up these registries with very light touch regulation in order to try and attract foreign owned shipping to register with them as a means of making money. It is quite an effective source of revenue, particularly for very small kind of nations. And often actually, so Palau, for example, the Palau register is not actually, or until very recently, wasn't actually run by the government in Palau. It was run by an external company operated out of Greece. And so the government of Palau takes effectively a cut, but this is a very much of a commercial endeavour and it is something of a race to the bottom often in terms of regulation.
Interestingly, in the case of the Palau flagged tanker Skylight, a statement from the office of the president of the Palau came out in the last 24 hours that said that that vessel was removed from the Palau registry in January 2026, I believe. Yep. So could this vessel then have continued to fly under the flag of Palau illegally?
There is something that's known as the Shadow Fleet, which are vessels that operate either illegally or in legally dubious kind of areas. And so vessels sometimes fly flags for which they are perhaps not completely registered, or there are grey areas about the whether or not a vessel is appropriately registered. Now, much of this has been kind of largely ignored up until very recently, but particularly American actions in relation to Venezuela. And I know there have been a number of stories about chasing tankers across the Atlantic, etc. And also stories in Europe related to Russian shadow fleet tankers exporting oil have really focused attention on these registries. And this has increased pressure on governments in these kind of places like Palau, to effectively clean up their business. And so you've seen the government in Palau, for example, has now started actually running its registry itself and is now no longer outsourcing this to a commercial entity. And this vessel, although the details are unclear, I suspect that the Palau government revoked its registration following sanctions being imposed by the United States on this vessel. So you're seeing increasing levels of oversight, but you're also seeing vessels now chopping and changing. So yeah, they might move away from Palau but go to somewhere else as they try and hunt around for the best option.
Knowing that these Pacific countries that are seemingly being caught up in conflicts and being part of these shadow fleet, are there any ramifications that could come back to a country like Palau or like the Republic of the Marshall Islands?
In terms of the actual vessels, generally not. Most of the time, as soon as anything happens to these kind of vessels, the flag state, if it's a flag of convenience state, will largely wash its hands of the issue. But there are definitely increasing reputational risks of being seen to be registering vessels as part of the shadow fleet. So as I say, in relation to the war in Ukraine, the EU and other European countries are increasingly putting a lot of pressure on governments of flag of convenience states to effectively deregister shadow fleet oil tankers that are operating in Russia. The Americans are doing much the same in relation to Venezuela and Iran. Whilst this was seen as good business for a long time, increasingly it's now having political cost.
And that there is Dr. Richard Dunley, Senior Lecturer in History and Maritime Strategy at UNSW Canberra.